Colin, if you would, first of all, tell me what you do for the company.
I am the head of the U.S. cattle business. I also have responsibility for our distribution network across all of our species, which would be pet cattle, swine, and equine, as well as manage our business analytics group and sales training areas.
Well, we appreciate the opportunity to learn more about what the acquisition of Fort Dodge Animal Health and some of that product line means to BI. When it comes to the cattle side, what would you say, first of all, is the biggest thing that this has meant to this part of the company?
I think it really puts us in an area where we can leverage our entire portfolio. We were a fairly niche product, had a very strong modified live line, not real strong in the killed vaccine line. So in the killed, it gives us a very broad line, both in the modified live and the killed. And then, of course, in the with Cydectin, it moves us into the antiparasitic market, which in Cydectin is a great brand name, very well recognized in the industry, very well used. And then also with the soluble powders and with some Polyflex and some of those on the pharmaceutical side, it helps us as well. And then together with our clostridial line, what it does is it really gives us a broad portfolio in all sectors, cow-calf, dairy, feedlot, and beef.
So you mentioned dairy. What would be some of the products you might want to point to that are going to be important that's going to help you have a bigger footprint into the dairy industry?
Well, I think overall it certainly starting with the vaccines, both the modified live and the killed, with the pyramid, with Presponse, with Triangle, along with our Express line. And then today and tomorrow, the mastitis tubes gives us an area that we've never participated in before. And Cydectin and Polyflex are two other products that will give us a great inroads into the dairy sector.
So how would you describe, kind of like as a percentage of the total market, what has this done in terms of BI when it comes to the whole cattle as a whole?
I would think, you know, certainly in the livestock area, in the vaccine area, we're going to be somewhere up around, 20%, somewhere in there, which is a very top-tier company, very strong, and we would certainly want to grow that. Certainly in the Cydectin market and the antiparasitic in that area that we're going to be participating in, we have a very strong position. And in the tube area, certainly today and tomorrow give us a very strong position in the mastitis area as well.
So now with this acquisition, and I know, you know, that includes other resources like employees, staff, and facilities. Probably since I do talk to a lot of people in marketing, this is going to have an impact even in the area of marketing. What do you see as the key outreach areas to help educate about this and what it means to your customers?
I think certainly having a strong, bigger sales force as well as a professional service veterinarian force gives us much more a broader reach. So, you know, whereas before we were a fairly small sales force, reps covered a big territory, they weren't able to reach as many customers as we'd like. It also gives us a stronger position in our distribution network. So working with distributors, you know, we carry a bigger part of their pie as well, and so hopefully it gives us an opportunity to work more closely with distributors. And then it also offers us an opportunity to work more with the veterinary. You know, we were pretty much cow-calf, stocker, feedlot. Now we can reach more veterinarians as well and work with them. And then it gives us more marketing funds and that type of thing to, you know, deliver better messages, that type of thing, in all different areas of the media as well.
Well, when you look at the timing of this, and I know that this is a big task to integrate in a whole other company and its culture, if you will, but for customers of now this broad range of products, does this have an impact on, you know, where did they go to find information, get the products, and, you know, how is that process going along?
I think overall it's gone very well. We spent 3 weeks kind of an integration process. We brought in one of the good things is when we, along with this acquisition of these products, we got to bring a lot of the former Fort Dodge people along with it. So they know the products, they know the customers, and so there's some, it's a little less, it's somewhat seamless. You know, we work with a lot of the same distributors, And so when customers call and want to order products, or you know, we had the same distribution network that Fort Dodge did. So they know they can call and they can get these products. We have the, you know, a lot of the same people knew the products. So at the field force, they're also working with that. I think overall it's gone very well. Will we not have some hiccups? Absolutely. But certainly at this point in time, we're very happy with the way the integration is moving.
Anything else we didn't touch on that you think would be important for producers to know about what this means for BI and for them as well?
Well, I think BI, you know, we have always been a company that we want to continue to develop new products. We want to bring new innovations into the marketplace. And what this really does is it also gives us an opportunity to have more funds for R&D. We spend a significant amount of our revenue on R&D, and this means that we'll have more money for that. And ultimately, we want to continue to bring high-quality products that will make our producers more profitable in the long run.
Great. Well, thank you very much for taking time to talk with me here at the Media Day that BI has put on. We really appreciate that. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. Thank you very much for taking time to talk with me here at the Media Day that BI has put on. We really appreciate that. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.